I would like to thank the organizers and thank all of you for coming. My name is Gafar. I work for Health Associates on Partnership for Transforming Health System in Nigeria. I'm here to present one of the several innovations introduced by the project in Nigeria. First and foremost, I would like to acknowledge the support and presence of my colleagues from Mike Ebo, who is the National Program Manager of the program, the Service Delivery Specialist, and Epe Young from our Bethesda office. I would like to state that I have no relevant disclosures. This is the outline of this presentation. I will take you to the introduction, what our project do. I will take you to the context where we did this pilot, this innovation called Involving Men in Maternal Health. Then we'll look at the gender context that makes it relevant for us to do where we implemented the intervention. We'll look at the design of the intervention, the preliminary result, and it's very important for me to say that this is a preliminary result because we only piloted the intervention innovation for just 1 year, so we still have a lot of lessons to learn. Then the lessons learned so far, I'll take you through, and our conclusion for now. Part 2 stands for Partnership for Transforming Health System, which is a DFID-funded health system strengthening and maternal and child health program in Nigeria. The goal of the project is to ensure that the resources of the government and people of Nigeria is efficiently and effectively used to achieve health-related Millennium Development Goals. And the program supports 5 states, 3 states up north in Nigeria, and 2 states down south out of the 36 states in the country. We support both the supply and demand side of maternal and child health service delivery, and the program incorporates the policy level intervention with system level intervention to provide affordable and quality services at the facility level and integrating our intervention to communities system strengthening as well. Like I mentioned earlier on, this innovation is one of the several innovations introduced by the project. In fact, this is a very, very minute component of a part 2 project in Nigeria. So let me quickly take you to the context where this was piloted. It is in Kaduna State, which is one of the 36 states in Nigeria. It is located in the northwest geopolitical zone, with a population of 7.6 million. It's very important to know that this population probably represents population of countries like Liberia and Sierra Leone combined, but it's a population of a state, one of the 36 states in the Federation. Looking at the health indices of the states, looking at the maternal mortality ratio and under 5 mortality ratio, there I have the national average from the National Demographic and Health Survey, and it's important to note that historically the state lagged behind on national average when it comes to health indices, and even that the national average when it comes to maternal mortality ratio is 576 per 100,000 live births, which is above the average for West African sub-Saharan Africa. The same thing applies to the under 5 mortality rate as well. The skilled birth attendance is low, despite relatively good ANC attendance, and we're quite worried, knowing fully well that most of the maternal deaths happen just before delivery, during delivery, and after delivery. And one of the most important interventions to address this, to ensure that women deliver in safe hands and well-equipped health facilities. So we're interested in finding out why are they not coming to deliver in health facility? Because if you understand why they are not coming for delivery in health facility, we may be able to provide appropriate solution. So we conducted a small a survey. We interviewed more than 800 women who previously attended antenatal but did not deliver in health facility to find out why they did attend antenatal but did not deliver in health facility. We got quite an interesting response from them, ranging from some of the reasons they give for not delivering health facilities includes things like distance they had to travel from their various home to the health facility, their inability to meet the cost Some of them claim they have preference for traditional birth attendant. Quite a number said the husband will not give them permission to attend antenatal and deliver in health facility. Some of them gave issue of a quality of services in the health facility as a reason for not delivering in health facility. But at a closer observation through a focus group discussion and qualitative study, I've got to understand that most of this reason given by this woman is like they were speaking the minds of their husband. It's the husband that actually influenced all those reasons, and that actually prompted us to look further to find out what is the gender context. How empowered are the women to take decisions when it comes to their own health? Luckily, we have data on ability of women to take decisions when it comes to their own health. We look at the National Demographic and Health Survey, which was done in 2013, just last year, and like I said, it captured this information. So we're interested, how empowered are women to participate in own healthcare decision making? And this is very important. We are talking about participating in their own healthcare decision making. Decision about when to have, when to get pregnant, decision on whether or not to attend antenatal, decision on where to deliver, decision to use a contraceptive, other very, very health-related decision. At the national level, looking at the national average, less than 40% of women participated in own healthcare decision making, meaning that in more than 60% of cases, it is the husband to actually decide for this woman whether or not to use the health services. And it is more interesting when you disaggregate the data by geopolitical zone. In Nigeria, we have 6 geopolitical zones, 3 in the northern part and 3 in the southern part. You can observe from the chart generally that in the southern part, women are likely to take part in own healthcare decision making. They are likely to decide whether or when to get pregnant. They are likely to decide whether or not to use antenatal. They are likely to decide where to deliver. But the contrast is up north, and you can see that it's generally the ability of women to participate in own healthcare decision making is very low. Look, take for instance, in southwest of the country, 75% of women participated in own healthcare decision making. And look at Northwest, where we did this pilot, this innovation we are talking about. Less than 20% of women participated in home healthcare decision making. So we are interested. How does this correlate with healthcare access? What is the relationship between ability of women to participate in home healthcare decision making and access to very important healthcare services? So the healthcare service under scrutiny here that we try to use as an example is contraceptive use. We want to look at contraceptive use by various regions in the country, and how does that relate with ability of women to participate in own healthcare decision making? It's quite interesting, and a pattern is emerging. In the southern part of the country, where women are likely to participate in healthcare decision making, the CPR, contraceptive prevalence rate, is relatively high, though in absolute term, it's still not very good because the highest there is 38. But when you compare with the northern part of the country, where CPR, for instance, in Northwest, where we did this pilot, is only 4%. So a pattern is emerging that probably, but what is very obvious that we can say, because we cannot establish causality yet. But what is very, very obvious is that men are very, very relevant when it comes to health-seeking behavior of women, especially up north. But the issue now is that can we do anything overnight to address this gender parity? Maybe you cannot do anything overnight, but something is very, very obvious. Somebody is taking decision at least. The man is taking decision. But the issue now is that is this taking an informed decision? Is it engaged when it comes to behavioral change communication? Because most of the behavioral change communication approach when it comes to maternal health center around women, when they come for antenatal, give them health talk, outreaches, and what have you. So we are now thinking that It's extremely important to involve these men because they are the ones taking decisions when it comes to ethical behavior of their women. So this actually formed the cornerstone of the rationale behind introducing this innovation involving men in maternal health. And as part of part two projects, there are two approaches to this involving men. As part of our behavioral change communication, we have a face-to-face community forums where we bring men together, as you can see from the chart, to discuss health issues of their wives. And it's quite very, very productive. It gives opportunity to engage men in the community to discuss issues around the importance of antenatal, importance of facility delivery, but more importantly, to discuss danger signs of the pregnancy. Signs of those conditions that account for 75% of maternal mortality are discussed. But one of the limitations of this face-to-face interpersonal communication is that you're actually limited in terms of number of communities you can reach. You need a lot of resources. It's a very, very diverse and wide geographical coverage. But when we look inward, we saw an opportunity in the use of a telephone. In Nigeria today, like any other developing country, the telephone penetration is actually growing. And one of the studies shows that 77% of Nigerians above the age of 16 actually have active phone line. But there's a gender inequality here. We have more male than female, which is actually good for our intervention because we are targeting men, maybe not good globally. But the reach is still expanding. So this formed the core of the rationale for involving men in maternal health through telephone technology. So how did we design this intervention? It's still a pilot, a very small one though, because we're piloting this intervention of using telephone to reach out to men to improve their awareness on maternal health issues in 6 facilities, 3 of them urban, 3 of them rural. And what we actually did is to procure, you can see the pictures of some of the facilities that where we are piloting this intervention. So what we did was to procure landlines for these health facilities, give them support in terms of hair time, and train health workers on interpersonal communication. When you call a client or client's husband, what do you tell the person? How do you approach? How do you sound appealing to the person that you are addressing, or train them on interpersonal communication? Then they were asked to collect the phone numbers of women when they come for antenatal and delivery. So what do they actually tell the clients, husband of their clients? The first thing is to greet. It's culturally very, very important where we work for people to greet when you meet, and it's not only where we work, everywhere is very, very good. So to greet, and after greeting, to introduce themselves, and after introduction, to ensure that they explain the purpose of the call. Because some of them actually ran into troubles when they called men and they did not actually explain the purpose. Some of them thought maybe their wives reported them in the health facility. That's why the health workers were calling them. So after the initial introduction, it's an opportunity for a short health talk where you call the man and tell him about the importance of antenatal and facility delivery, to discuss danger signs of the pregnancy in the language that the men will understand, using local vocabulary that will actually explain the danger signs and connote danger as well. Then discuss the issue of preparation for facility delivery with the man. Then it's an opportunity to solicit for husband support by granting their wife's permission, because it's a very, very big issue. And in this cultural context, like I said earlier on, the women are not empowered. They virtually need the permission of their husband to do anything. So granting permission is extremely important, and it is discussed on phone as well. Then the issue of financial support. Like I said, they are not empowered, they don't have the resources. Even if somebody gives them the permission to go to the health facility to go and deliver, if you don't have money of your own, you cannot actually go. So it's an opportunity to discuss financial support as well, and then to remind the man that your wife is due for the next ANC so date, so please grant her permission and financial support as well. What difference does this intervention mean? In terms of intervention, we're very cautious. Like I said, it's still a very, very preliminary finding. And let's quickly look at some of the results we are seeing so far. We are seeing increase in the service uptake. Like some of the two of the facilities where we are piloting this intervention, PSC Gelesu and PSC Dambo, you can see a stepwide increase in the uptake of delivery services. Like for instance, PSC Dambo, before this introduction of intervention, there was no single delivery because the men are engaged now. They are giving their wives permission and they are providing financial support for their women so that they are able to access the facility. Then another area that we notice is that men are well informed when it comes to danger signs of pregnancy, which is very, very important. Those are conditions that actually killed women, for the men to know about it. This is an example of a case where, because the man was engaged, he understands very well danger signs of pregnancy, and he was able to take a prompt action when the wife developed one, because he quickly called the facility where the wife was quickly referred and delivered as a result of the intervention. And the man acknowledged that he was able to take prompt and informed decision as a result of the engagement from the health facility. Then another result is that, like I said earlier on, because of the involvement of the men, they now know the importance of ENC and facility delivery, and they are more supportive. Like for instance, Muritala, before the intervention, he never thought ENC was important, and he thought whenever the wife went for ENC, it was just an opportunity for the wife to go about her own business. So he never thought ENC was important. So as a result of the intervention, he attached importance to ENC and facility delivery, provided necessary support for the wife, and he told us that this is the first time he will visit the health facility with his wife. So what lessons have we learned so far? From this intervention so far, it is very obvious that men are important determinants of women's health-seeking behavior in northern, at least in the northern part of Nigeria. And we are able to deduce that lack of awareness is responsible for men's limited responsiveness towards maternal health. In other words, the men are not wicked, but the problem is that they are not informed. That was why they had not granted permission earlier on. Now they are better informed and they are taking good decisions. Another observation is that the men feel more relevant and recognized when somebody from the health facility calls them, because where we work, health workers are well respected, and for a well respected member of the community to call you, that means you are important as well. And when a well respected person calls you, that means she has something important to say. Then it gives us the opportunity to convert challenges of mobile health interventions opportunity. Most of the mobile health intervention that targets women have challenges because women, in terms of ownership of the telephone, there's a gender inequality there. Then health workers' motivation is very, very important because there's a variation in performance of this intervention from one facility to the other. Because of time, let me quickly go to the conclusion. And from this so far, from these preliminary findings, so far, our conclusion is that engagement of men via telephone usage is a promising tool for enhancing male participation in maternal health and removal of sociocultural barriers to maternal neonatal child health care access. Thank you very much.